Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:34 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. We're in the Butcherbitch Room 205. Let the record show we have a quorum to do business. Present are Senator Giesel, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Hoffman, and myself, Chairman Machicki. Also like to note the presence of Rep. Thompson. Is there anybody else here? No. And recognize our committee staff, Lynn Smith, my staff here to my right. If you can please nod so folks know who you are, Lynn. She gets that for not writing it in the...
I did too.
And Chris Dickrell, Senate Records, and LIO staff, Alex B.B. Judiche. Oh, I'd like to also remind everyone to turn off your cell phones. Today's our second hearing on HB 223, Municipal Tax Exemption Military Facility Zone, sponsored by Rep. Thompson. Representative Thompson, Jane Pearson, please come to the table, introduce yourself for the record, and give us a brief recap of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Steve Thompson, House of Representatives from House District 3 in Fairbanks. And
my name is Jane Pearson. I'm staff to Representative Steve Thompson.
And I'll let my chief of staff give you a recap.
Okay.
HB 223 gives permissive authority for local governments to seek up to 10 years of full or partial property tax exemptions in a military facility zone. This would create and support industry, development, educational, or training opportunities related to defense activities in Alaska. There's flexibility in this bill to allow each community with a military facility zone to provide broad authority for their exemptions to be specifically defined to give maximum benefits to the region. This bill will expand on HB 316, which was passed in the 27th legislature, which provided statutory authority to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to establish military facility zones. HB 223 provides a tool for local governments and military installations to support economic development of projects that enhance the military's operations and missions and the economic development goals of the community.
Thank you very much, Ms. Pearson. Any questions from the committee? Reminding folks, not only is this our second hearing on this bill, but it's our second opportunity for public testimony, which we left open at the first meeting. Signed in to testify, if you can please make room for Mr. Griffin. Aaron, if you can please identify yourself for the record and your affiliation.
Absolutely. My name is Aaron Griffin. I'm a sitting assembly member with the Kodiak Island Borough. And we're very interested in the prospects that this bill gives us. We're currently in the process of formalizing our application to create a military facility zone in the borough. This is in particular access to what we think is going to be a joint venture for housing with the Coast Guard base. Right now, the Coast Guard they're having a very hard time positioning additional resources in Kodiak simply because we just don't have access to housing for their people. Every C-130 comes with close to 30 men. Every H-60 comes with somewhere to the tune of 12, and a cutter of any size is going to come with over 100 personnel. So having access to any vehicle that will help us build infrastructure is highly desirable. And we look at the joint venture housing that's been done, such as at Elmendorf or something like that, where the contractor actually owns the property. You can tell that this the prospects of this bill for giving a break in property taxes for an area that right now we're not generating any revenue on anyway really would be a huge incentive to draw in contractors that would be interested in providing something that we very much need. So we are wholeheartedly in support of the prospects of this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Questions for Mr. Griffin? Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate your testimony. Do we know of any others? Okay. Thank you. Well, we're going to close public testimony. Is there anyone in the room? I should ask that question. We're going to close public testimony. And any committee comments or discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Do I have a motion to move this bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass House Bill 223, version 28, LS0993/A-alpha, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note.
Without objection. Seeing none, Rep. Thompson, thank you very much for bringing this forward, and we will be passing it on to the next committee.
I thank you and the committee very much for hearing the bill and passing it on.
This meeting is adjourned at 3:40 p.m.